Jake, let's talk about what you know as far as the school buildings and everything is concerned with the Mount Home Public Schools.
Yeah, as has been reported, the majority of damage there on College Street, which includes kind of the Nelson Wilkes Heron building, and so we are without power there. On initial assessment, it does not look like any kind of structural damage to that building. We have had some reports of some of the pole vault mats blowing into the fences there at the high school and bending some of the fences. But we are without power at part of the high school location. We have been working with Judge Pendergrass and the chief of police and opening up the junior high for some folks that had to be evacuated from the apartment buildings there on College Street. So we have opened up the junior high as a shelter for some folks to come in to get out of the weather tonight and help them out.
Jake, I guess we have to wait till late daylight to get a full assessment on all of the buildings?
Yeah, we've done the best we can do right now, and we don't see anything outside of some light debris and that type of thing. But at first daylight, we will do a full assessment on all of our buildings and grounds, as well as check on those folks that are needing to come in out of the storm tonight.
You mentioned the junior high housing some folks displaced because of the storm. What's involved in that? What goes on there?
Well, basically, all we're trying to do is open up the facility so they have the bathrooms and a place to come in, trying to round up some cots and that type of thing for any kind of families. And don't think that we have too awful many people that are in need of that tonight. I think most of them found a shelter with some either friends or family, but that has been made available for whoever needs it for this evening.
Okay. Jake, anything else you need to mention?
No, I don't think so at this time. We'll check it out first thing at daylight and see what kind of additional issues we need to work through. But hope everybody's being safe out there and stay indoors if you can.
Exactly. And good news, no damage. That's good. Jake, hey, thanks so much for the time tonight.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. It's Dr. Jake Long, Mountain Home School Superintendent.